DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, June 27th. And a drama at a choice of times, the dramatisation of the Booker Prize-winning 1984 novel by Anita Bruckner, Hotel de Lac, about a Swiss refuge for the aged and disgraced, are an unlikely setting for romance. It can be heard at 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock or 5 p.m. Saturday, Radio 4 Extra. More drama at 3 o'clock with Hashtag Public Enemy. The Norfolk town of Bramwich is hoping to restore its fortunes with an eco-village to include holiday homes and an aquapark, but the grand opening is jeopardised by the discovery of toxic waste in the water. Hashtag Public Enemy, Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Opera on 3 brings us a recent Royal Opera House performance of Wagner's Siegfried, the third instalment of the Ring cycle. Siegfried's been raised by the scheming mime, whose ulterior motive is to get him to reforge his father's sword, slay the dragon, and steal the cursed ring. 6 o'clock, Radio 3, for Opera on 3. Sunday, June 28th, Lauren Laverne's castaway on this week's Desert Island Discs is DJ and musician Norman Cook. Radio 4, 10 a.m. Ahead of this year's BBC Proms, Sakari Aramo, chief conductor of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, explores the act of listening to music. What are we doing when we listen and what we actually hear? Radio 3 for this, 3 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. Drama on Sunday is Finn Family, Moomin Troll, Robin Brooks' dramatisation of the third Moomin book. Spring has come to Moomin Valley and the legendary Hobgoblin has lost his magic hat. The drama, Radio 4, 3 o'clock. An actor and author, Patterson Joseph, investigates the extraordinary life of Billy Waters, a 19th century London street performer whose great talent as a fiddler, singer and dancer made him a household name. The Sunday feature, King of the Beggars, music of Billy Walters, 7 o'clock, Radio 3, Sunday night. On to programmes then that are broadcast each day at the same time, same radio station. So every day, Monday to Friday, same time, same radio station. Dramatisation of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express can be heard each weekday on Radio 4 Extra. Again, a choice of times for this drama, 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, is the subject of Mr. Jefferson's library. Michael Goldfrab visits the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and his home in Virginia to tell the story of how Jefferson's love of reading shaped the American Revolution and the beginnings of American history. Mr. Jefferson's Library, 11:45, each weekday, on Radio 4. Now, if you're a sports fan, you'll know that the World Cup is continuing throughout the week, and the Wimbledon tennis tournament starts this week as well. You can tune in to coverage each weekday on Radio 5 from 1 p.m. Justin Rowlett looks at important conflicts in the history of environmental protests, starting with one of Extinction Rebellion's first ever actions, occupying an office building in North London. 10 fights that made the Green Movement. 1:45 all week, Radio 4. Composer of the week is Leonard Bernstein, 1918 to 1990. Donald MacLeod explores the life and music of a key figure in the formation of America's modern cultural identity. Composer of the Week, Radio 3, Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. And look at the impact of island life on the creative process as Clive McIntyre visits five British islands. He begins his journey on his home island in the Isle of Mull. The essay, Our Island Music, 9:45, each weeknight on Radio 3. On to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week, going back to Monday, June 29th. There's a new series, Common Ground, in which Evan Davis travels across the UK to explore social cohesion and learn about the issues that create division. Radio 4, 9 a.m. The Patch, in which a random postcode generator picks an area in the UK, this week features a roadside shrine in Greater Manchester and discovers the remarkable story behind it. 11 a.m, Radio 4 for The Patch on Monday. And Radio 3 in concert on Monday night features a concert recorded on May 14th at the BBC Hoddington Hall in Cardiff, BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Strauss's Tod und Verklärung, Death and Transfiguration, and Beethoven's First Violin Concerto in D. The concert starts on Radio 3 at 7:30 Monday night. Tuesday, June 30th, The drama, Our Friends in the North, Peter Flannery's own adaptation of his award-winning 1996 TV drama, continues on the radio. The year is 1979. Mary and Tosca are barely holding it together for the children. Nicky's tried to get selected as a candidate for the Labour Party. Our Friends in the North, Radio 4, 2:15. Also on Tuesday, Lady on Trial with Lucy Worsley looks at the life of suffragette Annie Kenney. Having worked in a cotton mill from the age of 10, she became involved in the movement after hearing a speech by Christabel Pankhurst. Radio 4 for Lady on Trial with Lucy Worsley, 3 o'clock, Tuesday. In Poetry Please this week, Roger McGough and Lem Sisse celebrate the life of Mersey poet Brian Patton, who died in September, aged 79. Poetry Please, Radio 4, 4 p.m. What's Up Docs, in which Chris and Zan Van Tuchelen explore heart palpitations, what they feel like and how to tell if they're serious, is on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Tuesday. And obviously, as it is Tuesday, In Touch with Peter White, the news for the blind and partially sighted, 8:40, Radio 4, Tuesday evening. Wednesday, July 1st. Stolen Years tells the story of Andrew Malkinson, who spent 17 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. He tries to rebuild his life. Malkinson sets out to learn how he was wrongly identified. Stolen Years, Wednesday morning, 9:30, Radio 4. The drama on Wednesday, Keeping the Wolf Out, in three weekly parts. Philip Palmer's crime drama set in communist Hungary in the 1960s. Special investigator Bertalan is assigned a new boss, while his wife Francisca hears that a senior officer from Romanian security is about to arrive at the ministry. 2:15, Radio 4, Keeping the Wolf Out, in three different parts. Thursday, July 2nd, and drama Missing, Presumed, Drowned, based on the book by Stefano Paolini about an almost forgotten tragedy of the Second World War, which tells of the events surrounding the sinking of the Anna Adorna Star, a converted passenger liner carrying hundreds of interned Italians being deported from the UK to Canada in July 1940. The drama is on Radio 4 at 2:15 on Thursday afternoon. And ramblings this week, Claire Balding joins Alistair McNichol for part of his long-distance walk from Holborn in London to Tong in Shropshire, inspired by the journey made by little Nell and her grandfather in Dickens' old curiosity shop. Ramblings, 3 o'clock, Thursday afternoon, Radio 4. And Friday, July 3rd, you can hear the final part of Limelight, The Courier, drama at 2:15. When his worst fears are realised, Mo has just 24 hours to gather up all the evidence he can find before he has to give himself up. Limelight, The Courier, 2:15, Radio 4, Friday afternoon. And as this week's radio recommendations come to an end, Friday night is indeed Music Night, and another chance to hear a concert of Nordic summer music recorded in June 2025 at Snake Maltings in Suffolk. Works performed by the Iceland Philharmonic Choir and the BBC Concert Orchestra include Nielsen's Like a Patch of Green Grass, Springtime on Funen, Lindbergh's Compare Thee to a Summer Day, and Grieg's Give to All Gods a Grace Cup of Gratitude. That's it. Thank you to Angela for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
TNS Soundings.